So we're going to give today the last share in Agunos, and next week I'm really going to start talking about Acholitz. So the big issue in Agunos, as we mentioned last week, we understand there's a Cheskaseishas Ish, the ship sinks, Mayim Shein Lahem Sof, Rove dies, some people survive, Chazaka, Rove, it's still a Safek Rechoshish for. Okay, we understand that. But the real problem that I think irks everyone learning the sugya is that's okay, right when you hear about it, but 2 years later, 3 years later, 4 years later, 10 years later, like, where is this guy? Where'd he go? Why didn't he show up? Why didn't he come home? Why has no one heard of him? L'chayr, that's a very stark taina, right? Put two and two together. The guy's boat went down. Could he have survived? Conceivably, we don't know everything that was going on in the boat. We don't know exactly where the boat was. Okay, could be he survived, but where is he? And the wife says, I know my husband's alive and he's not here. What are you keeping me in Aguna for life? So this is a big issue in Poskim. And what to do. Is this true? Is this really true? The Gemara doesn't mention a time limit on this Isser. So what is there? Is there a time limit? So the most important Gemara about this is on Daf Kuf Chaf Aleph, where if Ashi says, Hada Amram Rabbanan, Mayim She'en Lehem Sof, Ishtu Asura, Enechinami, they say the wife's Asur, Hani Mili B'inish Da Alma. That's a regular person. Aval b'tzuber mirabban lo. By a Talmud Chacham gets lost at sea and doesn't return, his wife could remarry. Why? Is salak kala isle. If he survived, we would hear about it. Not right away, right? Depending where he was lost. But if he was surviving, we would have heard about it. That's what Rav Ashi says. And then the Gemara says, Velohi. Gemara says, no, halacha is not like Rav Ashi. Lo shnei nish da alma, v'lo shnei tzuber merabanan. Dievet in lechatchila lo. Gemara says, remarkably, it doesn't matter, even a Talmud Chacham, it's like anyone else, that even though there's no kol, we still aser, but only lechatchila. And the Gemara says, what does that mean? That means, inasav lo mafkinun minei. So the Gemara brings Rav Ashi, that we should be able to rely Talmud Chacham, it must be he's dead. Then the Gemara backs out, says no, it should be Machmer. But then the Gemara gives us a kula that if she does marry, it's fine. So there's a lot that has to be understood here. But let's just start with Rav Ashi. Right, so Rav Ashi tells us a big yisod, right? He tells us two very important points. One point he tells us is that we're not stam worried that a person's going to run away to India and disappear, intentionally disappear from the Jewish world completely. He says, if he was alive, there'd be a kol. Why would there be a kol? Because it's assumed he's living in a Jewish community. He's not, you know, the world's a big place. He could have run around, dug a hole underground, and disappeared. He could disappear, but why would he do that? He's a from Jew, mehechitesi. And it's an umdana, and we have an umdana demuchach. He's dead. We could lie, he's dead. Right, so that's what Rav Ashi is telling us, right? A big yisod. You could rely on these sort of umdanas. So the makes a lot of sense, and that should make a lot of heter. But the Gemara rejects it. The Gemara says velohi. That's not the halacha. Even a tzurba merabana, the fact there's no kol does not prove it. So the big shaila is what? So what's the Gemara saying? Did we completely reject Rav Ashi? I would just say completely no, forget about it, no matter how sure we are he's dead, we don't care. What's the maskanas HaGemara here? So the first thing to really understand is that, how to explain Rav Ashi? How do you explain the Gemara's Kasha? Rav Ashi is so strong. L'chayr b'tzias is not a machlokes in the b'tzias, right? It makes sense. If Talmud Chacham's lost, we'd hear about it. If he lived, we'd hear about it. Sounds like a great svar. Hard to imagine anyone was cholik on that svar. So what's the reason for the chumra? So Rav Yitzchak Elchanan asked this kasha, And he asks it in a very strong way in Ber Yitzchak Simen Yud Ches. He says in a very strong way, based on what we said last week, that the Achronim say that if there's two roves, you can rely on a person's dead. Why don't you rely on a rove? Because the rove against the chazaka. But if there's two roves, so the first rove knocks out the chazaka, makes a suffix, that you should be machro, but then comes along another rove, and the other rove should stop him, because it should be matter. Why on earth, if there's two roves, the mute is a muta, the muta, it's something, and why should it be choshesh for it? Good. M. Cain says, Rav Yitzchak Elchanan, this makes no sense. The Gemara makes no sense. There was a rove, he died when the ship sunk. There was another rove that if he was alive, he would have heard of it. So we have two roves, so we matter him, so let's be matter him. This doesn't make any sense, doesn't have to make sense. Oh, so says Rav Yitzchak Elchanan, a yisod. He says, with the shach and klal sveik sveika, and klal dalet, that is yisod and sveik sveika, then normally a sveik sveika is mutter. When you have two sveikos put together, it makes even istad reisa into heter. But dafka, if those two sveikos come together, at the same time we hear the two sveikos to be matter. But at first we have one sveik, and the chacham and paskin, Suffolk, the Reisa Lachamer, and we answer it. Midrabanan, this is a din, we view it as if it has regained its Isser. It's like regained, oh, it's Usser. Now it's assumed to be Usser. And now if you want to be Matter, another Suffolk comes along and we say again, no, this is something that's Usser. And it was Paschal, it's Usser, Minatayra. So your new Suffolk is not going to create a Heter. So that's a din, Drabanan. And the idea being is that once we pass on something's Usser, we view it as if it's really Usser. And that's a Drabanan din. Right, when I title the mice of the two roves. Oh, so says Rav Yitzchak Elchanan, the pshat is that these two roves, they're not coming together. If two roves come together, right, like the case the guy fell off the bridge, knocked through the ice into the raging river, he's dead. Because we hear he's definitely dead because of two roves. But when first we heard his ship sank, okay, maybe he's dead, likely he's dead. Okay, but he's awesome. We paskin Usser. Oh, you paskin, he's Usser. Now you want to start saying, Rayos, we would have heard a call. Okay, it's a roe, but like sometimes, you know, maybe you wouldn't hear a call. So Mamela, we're Machmer. So that's what he writes. And that explains a little bit why it's not such a strong Isser, right? The Gemara says that it's an Isser Lechatchila. It's an Isser Drabanan. Why? The idea being because of this Chumra, that once we ask her a woman and we proclaim her an Eish HaSish, we don't want to just be matter. So that's what Yitzchak Elchanan says. He says, you always have to look if the two roves are coming together or not together. It's interesting, I saw Rav Zalman Nechemia Goldberg in his tshuvos to Rabbi Willig after the Twin Towers. So he dealt with one of the Agunos. So her husband, she knew he was in the tower, in the second tower, and she knew he came to work, but she doesn't know if he left the building. Okay, so we don't know. We don't know for sure. A lot of people did leave the building. She doesn't know. Also, so whatever they figured out, you know, likely he didn't leave the building, but maybe he did leave the building. Okay. Now maybe what happened after he left the building? Right, he's not here. So where is he? So maybe, right, let's see, it's almost impossible to even hear this, right? Maybe he just disappeared. Maybe this guy disappeared. Okay. But he points out an interesting point, is that perhaps we could say that B'yameinu, by cases like this, it's like you have the two roves do come b'basachas. Today, things are so instantaneous, right? He disappeared. The Twin Towers, people knew he worked there. He didn't call his wife. It's almost instantaneous. If he was alive, why didn't he call his wife? Right? Who wasn't calling their wife to tell them that their workplace that she knew he was in collapsed and he survived? Right? So there's room to say that you can even look at that as Trey Rose. You know, it could be a very powerful story. You know, this man is all sorts of you know, people disappear, and she hears the next day your husband was swimming deep in the sea, and people saw him being pulled up out by an undercurrent, and they didn't see him come back. Okay, so maybe somehow he did survive, but like, yeah, the Shiloh, we would have heard of it. Right? It's not like we make chazal, you know, you wouldn't have heard of anything.
I'm saying, the chazal would take time for them to hear.
They would take time
to
hear.
There's no raya that 6 months later you haven't heard anything yet.
Right. But here, it could be almost instantaneous. Okay, so that's one mahalach. Shulman Sadashin says something else. Yeah.
We're never worried that the guy just, like, disappears.
Oh, like, so that could be. Yeah. Okay. Let's talk about it. Maybe he wanted to disappear. So Rav Ashi doesn't sound that way so much, at least not for a long period of time. Because Rav Ashi says, at least with the Talmud Chacham, if he was alive, there'd be a kol. So it sounds like we're assuming, what does he say, even if he's alive, there's no kol, because he's hiding. Right? That he wants to hide, needs some hesper. We'll talk about it, because right, there is a Gemara that talks about maybe some, the guy's embarrassed, and maybe he purposely ran away. Okay. But let's... What?
No.
It just helps because he's trying to say that over here, maybe today, by everyone, there's a rove. We'll talk about it, right? Maybe you could say, based on Rav Ashi, he says, Tzurbim Rabbanim, if Rav Ashi had been true, yeah. Right? And that Tzurbim Rabbanim has a call today, I would say everyone has a call. Right? Imagine that someone who's assumed to be dead is in the Twin Towers is actually living in Eretz Yisrael. Right? Imagine that. Right? Today. It's like the whole world knows the people who died. They know pictures of him. It's like people travel. It's like everything is... they listen to speeches about the guy and he's sitting next to them. Hard to imagine. Okay, so the other Mahal, the Chumash Adesh, says something else, which also could point in the direction of Kula, in Chelek Beisim, Kuflam, the test. He says that Ein Achinami, Rav Ashi, was really right. The reason we're Machmer is because we don't like making Chalukim, like who's a Tzubah Merabban, who's a not a Tzubah Merabban. Everyone's going to think, if they disappear, they'd have a call. But okay, you're saying a Talmud Chacham. So the Chumash Adesh points out, it's already his time, sort of like a historical progression of Kula here. But he's, in his time, he says the communities are very, in our areas, are very connected. He thinks everyone would have a call. So maybe, conceivably, the Gemara maybe wouldn't have been Machmer. Even more so, what you could suggest is the reason why the Gemara doesn't go with Rav Ashi is that it's Takathar thought it's not so crazy. Maybe a Tzurbim Merabbanim could disappear without a trace. How is that possible? You know, you look back in Europe, in the 1900s, you hear all these Gedolei Hasidus and Gedolei Musar, the Gra, they would go on these Gullus. They would go on Gullus and to whatever, discover themselves, learn Musar, learn how to accept Bizyonos, whatever it is. Right? Not so many people do that today. And they did it, and they went to all over as beggars, and no one knew who they were. How'd they pull that off? You know, there's stories like that. Someone saw the altar from Kelm, eating like one of the peasants in Agvir's house. And just like, he kept his mouth shut, but I guess he did see him. But it's like, there were no pictures.
No Gedolim cards, you know?
Right, they didn't have Gedolim cards. You know, at the very end, they started having pictures. Imagine a world without pictures, without phones, without transportation. People never left their town. Right? Traveling overseas was you often didn't get to the other side. It's like such a different world, it could be that in the Hanami. So those are all Kuladika points. The Kuladika points. But in Halacha, so this question about what we take. So there's an extremely important tshuva that was written, it's brought on the Mordechai, a number of tshuvas concerning a specific aguna case, and that became something that's like discussed in all the svarim. It was in Verona, Italy, in the early 200s, in the times of the Bali Tosfos. So there was a terribly stormy night, and they discovered like 60 ships were sunk in this terrible hurricane that hit them. And the question that came up was one man who was on his way back from his trip to come back home, and they found that his boat had sunk. They found things from the ship, and they knew it sunk, but they didn't see the guy. They couldn't find the guy. 4 years went past. And the shaila was, what to do? So Rav Elazar Meverona was quoted as Rav Elazar Verdun, who apparently was a Talmud of the Ri and was the Rav of this area, and some say wrote the Tosfos of Bava Basra, so it seems to have been a... So he argued to be matter of the wife. He said, she matter of the wife, he says, because Lemaisa, he says, this guy, we know him, he loved his wife, he was a great father, he was a great son. He said, how would he have possibly have abandoned the mitzvah of Kibbutz of Ein? He was taking care of his parents. Why would he leave his wife, his mitzvah of Chinuch Habanim? How could it be? He's a frum yid. It's impossible. So he argues that avada there's a hetter. There's umdunas. He says umdunas that gedolei poskim see and see are good to rely on. He says avada would be a matter of the wife. He says the Gemara says Stam says ma'am shein lehem sof aser. So he says yeah, it says aser, but it doesn't say as aser la'olam. It doesn't say it's aser forever. The emphasis. You learn about Srechel, but never says Asr al. But he said he doesn't point this out in the Mabit. The Mabit was much later time, but he was supporting Rav Elazar Meverdun, and he was saying, it's very strange not to say La'olam when you're talking about cases that it so makes sense that at some time things should become Mutter. Or it doesn't spell out that they never become Mutter. You should have to spell this out. This is the real Chumra. How do you, you know, we had the case in the beginning of Ha'isha Shalom, about the chasan. In the chasan hall, so what do we know? We're talking there about that the wife says he was in the chasan hall and burnt up. We don't trust the wife because she says it's a dummy, so we don't really know. Okay, but where is he? So the Gemara says, where is he? So he ran away. Why? Because he's embarrassed. You know, the chasan didn't turn out the way he wanted to. He has a mum maybe. Okay, and ran away. Okay. Machlos kisuf, the guy's embarrassed. So forever his wife's asser. He's embarrassed. What is he doing? He's living underground. So it's interesting. The Gaonim and the Tshuvas Chemda Genuza of the Gaonim. So it brings from Rav Samach Gaon. So it says that the Chassid disappeared, and therefore, even if he disappears for a year or two, we're choshesh that maybe it's because of his embarrassment. Right? We've all been embarrassed, right? I don't know everyone. I've been embarrassed, and you want to hide yourself in shame, but. I never for a year or 2 years, but less. But Mistama, no one is hiding forever. Like, no one's that embarrassed, right? Well, so, seems to be room. So, Lemaisa the Rav Yah, who was the Gadol Hadar at that time in Germany, so he writes, he doesn't think you could rely on this. He says, you can't rely on this. He says, we don't have a strong Makar. And Lemaisa, he says, there's another Maisa the Gemara brings. On Kaf Kaf Aleph, a Maisa about Rav Shila, that Rav Shila was matter a woman an aguna, even though the husband drowned in Mayim Shein Lehem Sof. So the Gemara says Rav Shmuel wanted to put him into Cheirim, and then they spoke to him before, and he explained that he made a mistake. He didn't realize it was Mayim Shein Lehem Sof. He thought it was Mayim Shein Lehem Sof, the whole thing. But the Rav Yeh asked L'chayra. Why would they think to put him in Cheirim? If Rav Elazar Meverdun is right, so maybe there was reasons, other mitigating factors here that Rav Shila could have taken into account. So Rav Yeh says, no, it seems like it's not like that. It's just a din. Mayim Shein Lehem Sof doesn't have a heter ever. So that's the Rav Yeh. That's the Chumrah. Now the fight continued with the Beis Yosef. The time of the Beis Yosef and the Mabit, the Geshkach, the Abbey Wiener, we went through so many pages of this. It's true, it's like 20 long pages here of letters back and forth between the Beis Yosef and the Mabit. And really fire back and forth over this point. Right, they had a similar case, we don't say the whole case, except it's fun, but the... A ship was coming, and there's a storm, and the people yell to the people in the hull of the ship, the people down there saying Tehillim, and they yell to them, the ship's about to go, we're about to capsize, and they say, no, we're going to stay in Davin. Okay, maybe there's some other point you could take out of the story, but they stay there, the people on the deck, so the whole ship capsizes, does a 180, the people on the deck, they fall into the water, they have a lifeboat, they're able to get on the lifeboat, they'd love to save the people, but the ship goes down, they don't see anyone come up, and that's it. And none of these women's husbands that were on that ship ever come back. So what to do? So says the Mabit. The right thing is, of course, it says to the Mimater them. How could it be? We have such good riots. He goes through all of Israel, said he knows. It's absolutely clear they're dead. Whole buildup he has, but he says it's absolutely clear they're dead. It's interesting, Rav Lazar Verdun says, any time a Chacham was a year, Shammai was going to agree with me. And so to the Mabit took the approach, it's like, what are you doing? You're killing a woman. You know, and he's dead. We know he's dead. So that's what he wrote. The Beis Yosef responds fiercely. Fiercely. This is a Gemara, this is a Din being Matereshish. Very, very fiercely. In the Beis Yosef, in the Beis Yosef on the tour, he doesn't write so long, but he just writes in a few words. He says, anyone who follows the Pesach Rav Lazar Mevardun, Asid Litin Es Hadin. He's going to be punished in Shemayim. Well, so that's scary. So that's scary. That's definitely scared many people to say that we just have to close the book on all these agunos. Lemaisa, the Mabit did not give up, and he didn't say. He says, you know, you're pinning me like a meshugana, and there's no one who said it except Rav Elazar Mevardun, and who's he anyway? So the Mabit tries to defend himself. Interesting, I saw in the Sefer Aguda, which is a late Rishon in Germany, in the very last Aguda in Yevamos, he brings Rav Elazar Mevardun, and he doesn't bring a cholik. It's interesting. It's not like so the Chassam Sofer, moving along a lot of years, right? So the Mabit is, you know, talking the 1500s, going from the 1200s to the 1500s to the 1700s. So the Chassam Sofer, he writes in his Tshuvos, many Tshuvos, Chelk Aleph, Sim Tzadi Beis, and a lot of Tshuvos. He says, maybe we could still use the Rav Elazar Mevardun. He says, at least I have a sniff. And he says, everyone he thinks should agree this is only Nesut Rabbanan. The Beis Yosef wasn't so sure of that, but Lachar is just Nesut Rabbanan. And at this point, and he says, Lemaisa, he says, okay, even the Beis Yosef who argued on it, but things have gotten so much better since the time of the Beis Yosef. He says, we have a mail service. They didn't used to have a mail service run by the government that anyone could just put a stamp on a letter and send it. He says, it's so much stronger today. How can we still believe that we have to be machmer on this? So he writes that, and he does use it as a sniff. However, he has another tshuva where he says not to go overboard with his heter. This is in Chelik Beis, Ebenezer Chelik Beis, Simon Kuflam and Ches. So he writes that he writes about a case, a Mayor Fax fellow who lived in Vienna, and he was distraught about this case because this person was gone for 2 years. People testify that he was in love, madly in love. He has some very nice romantic lashon there. He's madly in love with his wife. Would never have just run away. He went, he was on a business trip and he went to a certain town. We know he went to this town. We know there's a war in the town. And many people were killed. And it must be he was killed as those people. Why else wouldn't he return? What do we do with Chazal? What do we do with the Beis Yosef? So he's thinking, Lemaisa, there's no way in this world, a guy would have sent a letter to his wife who he loves. If Adas, he loves her. Why? You just send a letter. Like, come on, he must be dead. So he writes that he's being Mahar about this, and thinking about this. He's Lush Mahar. And he says, just then he sees a group of people come to him, very excited. What happened? They discovered Mayor Fox. Right? They discovered him after 2 years. What was the story? I'm going to shorten the story a little bit. But he went to this town to do business, and it was Taka, attacked in war and everything was plundered. He got away with his life, but penniless. And he couldn't come home. And he couldn't even send a letter to his wife. He sent a letter to his wife would say, come home right away. But he said, I couldn't go home and without money for my family. I couldn't do it. So therefore, I decided I'm not going to tell my wife. I'm going to start another business and then come home with money, and everyone's going to be happy. Right? And I'm not thinking, yeah, very happy. Learning Sharab and see how happy you'll be with Srim Lazel and Zen. I'm saying. So that was his cheshbon. Some not such talmud chacham, but that was his cheshbon. And then come back, he says, Baruch Shabachar B'chacham Yisrael, see Kama Gadol and Tavrech Chachamim. So he says that, and he really, you know, says, no, don't be so smart. Okay.
And that's like the
goal, man. You're embarrassed. A year or two, right. But that's, he says it's a sniff, but you can't use this more than a sniff. Later times, you do find bigger heterim. Rav Moshe and his tshuvos, one of his tshuvos, Ibn Ezer, Chilk Aleph, Simon Mem Gimel. There's a lot of tshuvos where women from World War II, where he was more makel, and basically was matter any woman who was sent, whose husband was sent to Auschwitz. Maybe he didn't die, but he says it's even more now, more than the times of the Chassam Sofer. Other Jews also use this sort of heter in extreme circumstances. More modern Jews, you could find it also, Asher Weissen, about a tsunami, and using, but the Maisa, everyone's scared, and everyone tries to find another stephem of heter, because the Maisa, we still have a problem against us, that the Beis Yosef screaming, and the Ravia, that perhaps, what could we say? It sounds like a very stark, definitely room to say that Chazal Aser and Aser to Ben Amas. There's another avenue of Heter here, and there's a strong avenue of Heter. So I'll mention this, and it's used, the true was all used this as another sniff of Heter here. Which is, let's get back to where we started, which is that the Gemara says, even though we don't hold like Rav Ashi, but Bein at Surah Merabban, Bein at Nishta Alma, B'diyevet, it's okay. Yeah, but it's okay. So we somehow have this huge chumrah that seems like, it's almost like an embarrassing chumrah to say that today we'd ask our people's, imagine today we kept women agunas because their husbands were 9/11 and we're telling them that we're still not 100% sure. I know some of them, a lot of them, we were 100% sure, but we still don't have edus. We still don't have an edach. Such a chumrah, but there's this kula here that somehow it works with Yevet. And this is a pella. This is the way the Gemara writes it as a pella. Gemara says, has this whole maysa about Chasa, this fellow Chasa, and the wife of Chasa came in front of Rabbi Nachman, and she told her whole story of Rabbi Nachman, and the Gemara says it was a long time had passed. Since her husband had disappeared, right? She thought he wasn't Surah Merabbanan and therefore should have had a call. So Rav Nachman hears it and says, "Oh, Yelokim, Achla Kavrias Chasa. The fish ate Chasa, right? Whatever. They have no word. They have some of them, the sharks. I don't know which fish. He's been gobbled up. Nebuch. So she hears this. She says, "Great, I have my heter." She goes and remarries. The Lashon HaGemara is, it says, Lo Amra Lav Lo Midi. She went to remarry, and no one said anything to her. No one, everyone was fine with her. No, so we see from there, but the evidence is okay. So the Pella here, it's just, the Mabit brings this out when he's part of his defending himself. He says, it looks almost like a setup. She went to Rav Nachman, right? She's an Aguna. Right, for certain amounts of time. He says there was enough time that there was a kasha why there was no call. And he says, oh, Elokim, Chas has been eaten by fish. Like, Rav Nachman, you should be more careful. And then she hears about this. Wasn't there a Masadr Kiddushin there? And it also says, no one said anything to her. Lo Amru Lav Lo Midi. Why not? She's over an Isser. Okay, let it be an Isser Drabbanan. But an Isser Drabbanan, Mishum Eishes Ish. And Isser Drabanan, that's so chomer, we're willing to keep women agunas for. She remarries and we're okay. It's just a tell. So he's a hesber. Just before we say hesber, the Mabit said, not everyone has this take, but the Mabit's take is that it's not so bad if she remarries. We can't be mad to her, but it's not so because he it seems like he was mad to this woman, and the Beis Yosef was screaming she has to leave her husband. He's saying, how could he say that even if I'm wrong? How wrong could I be? And how, like, what's so bad? He thinks Mabit was leading her on. She's dead. I'm sorry, not the Mabit. Rabbi Nachman was leading Chasu's wife on. Right? He understood this is a Nevach. He needs to understand. The whole thing needs understanding, but that's an interesting point. We find the Shus Yaakov, from Yaakov Reicher, Chel Gimel Simen Yud. So he says, based on the Seheter, which is used more as a sniff, but he says, we always have a klal in poskim that anything that's mutter b'diyeved is also mutter b'shas hatzchak. It's something in standard psak. Shas hatzchak is like b'diyeved. So says the Shus Yaakov, he had an aguna who's a young woman whose whole life is about to be ruined. He says, it's a Shas Chak. So that's the it sounds reasonable. The pircha on it, it's sort of like a pircha with this, is okay, Shas Chak is mutter. Okay, great. So what aguna is not a Shas Chak? It's not so pasha to say this, but it's machalik between, you know, some women are. Old ladies, not everyone wants to remarry. Okay. But there's something there. Rav Moshe uses it in his tshuvas about the World War II. He says, you know, you have thousands of agunos. If we answer all of them, then what? That's a shas atchak. Right? Rav Yitzchak Khan also mentions in his tshuva about the boat, right? He mentioned that boat the boat that burnt up on fire, and he said it's two robes, there's a fire, and there's the ocean. He says, also, a lot of the women were young. If I ask her, we could use it as a sniff leheter. We could use this idea that Shas HaTzchak is like B'diyat. Okay, so that's something else, just like keeping in mind. The whole Isser here is an Isser Drabbanan. Okay, but it does need a Hezber. So I just want to end with this, to try to say a Hezber here. The Gemara makes no sense. Aguna, we're so makel for Agunos, and yet we're saying, oh, Lechatchil, it's Aser. Be an aguna, but yeah, but it's fine. The one love Lomidi is fine. We'll be fine with you. It's great. We'll give your husband shlishi. What's going on? It just needs a hesver. Bechlal also needs a hesver. I think why Chazal were so machmor. What was going on? So I thought actually you could say a big yisod. A big yisod. What's in the lamdas here? So I want to go back to something we mentioned towards the beginning of the year. You saw that Eishes Ish, Erva, is perhaps different than other Isurim, right? We know, Davar Davar Mi Mamon, you need two Eidim by an Eishes Ish. But we mentioned that it's really like Mamon, in other ways also. Right? We don't have time to say this whole thing through, but we mentioned that there's an Indian, just like by Mamon, there's an Indian of Toh and Vinitan, so too you find by Eishes Ish, right? The Baal has a Koach, to be ma'arer against the get. Sometimes he loses koch to ma'arer, he's mochel on his ear. We find Gemara's Baal Dos Baldin in the sugya of Erva, Eid Echer v'Halashot. You find in Yanim that seem to have this idea that similar to Mammon. There's an interesting Rivash. In Shinai and Tess, very quoted, but I haven't seen any Hezber in it, so I'm going to try to give a Hezber. He writes, one of the reasons Chazal is so machmer by Eishes Ish, he says, besides for the Cheskas Chaim, he has a Cheskas Chaim, but in addition to the Cheskas Chaim, he says, there's also a Cheskas Eishes Ish. To be matter an aguna and say her husband's dead, we're being matter, we're saying the person who's muchzuk is alive is not alive. But not only that, you're also going against Cheskas Eishes Ish. That's what he writes, but no one knows what he's talking about. It's not two chazakas, it's all the same thing. If the guy's dead, he's not alive. If he's dead, she's not an Eishes Ish. There's one chazaka, it's all one thing. Is he alive or is he dead? How do you view that as like Oh, it's not just a regular cheskes chayim, because here there's also cheskes eishes ish. So I just thought efshir he means to say is that, okay, al tisir v'heter, there's a chazak, he's alive, and if his wife is after. But it's more than that, because cheskes eishes ish means it's like there's another chazaka here, which is the cheskas, just like there's a cheskas mamon, that is a mukhzak. And you're being motif of mukhzak is a very hard thing, because, right, in mamon, you don't go after the rov in mamon. Why? Because by mamon, it's not just the isser, it's also the zechus of the person you are being motif from. So to erve is a zechus. It's a zechus, and she's mukhzak as being Meshuggah to her husband, and Lamaisa, that's an added element of Chumrah here. Oh, so, MK, maybe we could go back to this Gemara and say it like this. The Gemara is saying like this, so very interesting. We can't be mad to her. It says, L'chadchila, we can't be mad to her. Why? There's a chazaka against her chetkas eshesesh. If she remarries, we're fine with her. Stay married. How does that make sense? I was thinking, actually, you could say it's built out of musagim from mammon. And in mammon, there's always an idea like that. That if someone's typhus with a tiny spari, something that Bezin doesn't know about, it creates a machzakis. It changes the machzakis. Right? First, one person is a machzak, but then the bari comes, there's a whole lot of, see you next year about Messia. But someone is toe-faced with Taina Spari, and Bezin really doesn't know before it's mukhzak by the other guy, now it's mukhzak by him. So after that's what's going on here, is that there's a din that similar to Tzvisa. And I'll just say one point that brings this out, is we saw another Gemara that's almost similar to this Gemara. There's one other case of this. The Gemara says, right, if you remember from Isha Rab, the beginning of Isha Rab, there's a case of Trey Betray. Two Adam come and say her husband died, two Adam come and say he's still alive. What's the din? So the din is lo seitei, trei v'trei, it's a seika, it's a safik, and therefore, how could she remarry? The Gemara says, but if she tainus bari that my husband's dead, and she remarries, we're not mosi. What does it mean to say bari, he's dead? So Rashi says in Ksuz Chaf Beit, that she says, ilu, I know that ilu haya meis haya ba. I know, ilu haya chai haya ba. If he was alive, he would come. I know. No one knows that. There's only one person who knows it. It's the wife, right? No one knows anyone else in Shalom Bayis exactly. A wife can know there's no way in the world my husband will leave me. Or she could not be so sure. She knows her wife, right? Now, only the wife knows how crazy the husband is. You should know. But she could say Tainus Bari. If it's a Tainus Bari, that gives her a koach. A koach. It's a koach of a taina. Koach a taina. Now there, in that Gemara, you might remember, it's not so pasha because she's only allowed to marry another person who knows. And Ezu says he also knows that the husband's dead. By us, we're allowing her to stay married to another person based on him saying that, okay, this looks like he's dead, and right, so the person she's married, she stays married to, how does that work exactly? You can say it like this: Avada l'gabi iser, husband's dead, right? Yeah, right. He sank on a boat and hasn't shown up for years, and the wife's saying he loves me. Fine. So the husband's dead. L'gabi iser, but there's still a cheskas eishes ish. L'gabi cheskas ish, she has a right to say, I'm tining bari, I'm remarrying. And now I'm the mukhzak. The new husband's the mukhzak. And she has, against her husband, she has her tainus bari. So after you could say that that's the mahalach. The inachinami, if you're going to ask us, we have to tell you it's asr. The same way trey v'trey. L'chadchil is asr to remarry. We have to tell you it's asr. How can we not say it's asr? It's trey v'trey. Maybe the two people are saying the husband's still alive. They saw the husband alive. How could we? But the maisa, if you're mukhzak in yourself, there's room for you now to be mekel. So that's another point, another tzad kula, is that the wife remarries. Okay, so a lot of tzad kulos, in Kol Zed, not giving blinking heter, right? Everything's, you see the truth inside, everyone's very slow in giving a heter, and we try to find as much as we could, but there's more often than not, there's good rooms to be mekel. All right.